We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, splendid viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Opus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, mobile phones are helping to improve life in the Pacific Islands. In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates campaign makes progress towards building a modern educational facility for youth with special needs. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Reporters Without Borders, a global nonprofit dedicated to ensuring that freedom of the press is respected in all countries. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 17th, is the birthday of the President of Haiti, His Excellency René Garcia Préval, born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti in 1943. President Préval is serving his second term in office, which began in 2006. First elected as the 1996 to 2001 President, His Excellency helped to establish rural and neighborhood projects to assist those in need. President Préval also brought economic and agrarian reform and initiated infrastructure development. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, René Garcia Préval, for your caring leadership and many years of commitment to the courageous people of Haiti. May you have a joyous birthday celebrated with loved ones in God's abundant grace.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Venezuela. Since November, a tropical storm and unrelenting rains affected over 350,000 people across the northwestern regions of the Latin American country, claiming the lives of at least 8 people. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez oversaw relief efforts into December in high-risk regions, including the hardest-hit Falcon State and near the capital city, Caracas.
Estamos exactamente en el estado Falcón, distrito Acosta. Hay aproximadamente 3,000 damnificados. En este momento estamos en la localidad de Los Cerritos. Hemos tenido que venir por vía marítima porque ellos se encuentran incomunicados por carretera. Y hay muchos niños con necesidades. Tienen carencia de alimento, carencia de pañales, carencia de medicinas. Ustedes pueden ver aquí, en esta parte, hay familias todavía aisladas por el agua. Estas personas no pueden salir de ahí.
With her deep sympathy and prayers on November 6th, Supreme Master Qinghai had sent an initial $7,500, followed by a $20,000 additional donation on December 4th, for a total of $27,500 in aid of the most desperate flood victims. With contributions from our association members, the combined amount of $33,200 could purchase approximately $117,000 in urgently needed materials in the United States, based on Venezuela's cost of living. Responding to Supreme Master Qinghai's request, our association's relief teams from the USA arrived as quickly as possible and traveled to areas where displaced families were staying, offering food supplies and hygiene kits.
La gente tuvo que abandonar sus viviendas, perdieron sus enseres y en este momento necesitan muchas cosas. Por eso la ayuda ha llegado muy oportuna de la Maestra Suprema Qinghai. Todo el mundo quiere hablar y agradecerle a la Maestra.
Maestra Qinghai, muchas gracias en nombre de Venezuela y de todos los niños.
Estamos tratando de distribuir unas bolsas con ayuda de la Cruz Roja Internacional de Venezuela.
Y ahora con la ayuda de la Organización Internacional Maestra Suprema Qinghai, nos han dado un fuerte apoyo para poder atender a estas familias, llevándoles continuamente lo que es jabón, champú, todas estas cosas que son de uso personal, igualmente cloro, desinfectante, jabón en polvo, coletos, cepillo para barrer el piso, todo esto que es sumamente importante para que ellos puedan mantener su salud en buen estado, que no solamente la parte alimentaria, sino también la parte de higiene personal.
In addition to the material aid, relief recipients also welcomed information they received in the form of SOS flyers about the vegan solution to stop events such as the intensified disasters associated with climate change.
Yo soy vegetariano, y yo, bueno, no es necesario tener una alimentación usando animales, ¿verdad? Porque en los vegetales conseguimos todas las proteínas y todo lo necesario para vivir la vida, ¿eh? Y que estamos agradecidos, pues, porque la Maestra Suprema Qinghai, por ese amor, por ese apoyo, el Dios Supremo que le la cuide y que que le bendiga por allá donde quiera que esté.
La comunidad de la Villa les da el agradecimiento a la organización internacional, sobre todo a la maestra suprema Changay, por esta donación. Está ubicado en el municipio Acosta, estado Falcón, Venezuela. Gracias.
Reportando desde Venezuela para Supreme Master Television.
With appreciation to the Venezuelan government and the Venezuelan Red Cross, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional aid to the flood-stricken and our association's relief team for their caring work. Our prayers that the affected people's lives rapidly resume their daily regularity and that our more eco-conscious lifestyles help such extreme events to subside.
Guatemala on alert due to volcanic activity. According to the National Institute of Seismology, Volcanology, Meteorology, and Hydrology, the Central American country's volcano Fuego has been registering activity this past week, including spewing thick gray ash reaching up to 800 meters along with shockwaves extending 7 kilometers in radius and a constant level of moderate avalanches. Yellow alerts have thus been issued for the nearby departments of Zacatepeques, Quimaltenango, and Escuintla. Along with the Institute, the National Coordinating Office for Disaster Reduction is continuing to monitor the activity of the 3,763-meter-high crater, whose name means Volcano of Fire. We pray for the safety of those living near the Fuego Volcano as we convey our thanks to the Guatemalan agencies for their watchfulness to ensure the well-being of fellow citizens. May such occurrences be calmed through our gentler care for the Earth and her inhabitants.
Earthquakes strike Japan, South Pacific, and Indonesia. On Thursday morning, January 13th, a powerful tremor measuring 6.6 on the Richter scale occurred off southern Japan. Its epicenter was 220 kilometers west of Chichishima in the Bonin Islands, which had just experienced another major, but fortunately not fatal, 7.4 magnitude quake in December 2010. Early on Friday in the South Pacific, a powerful 7.0 magnitude tremor shook the Loyalty Islands in the French Overseas Department of New Caledonia, 135 kilometers southwest of Vanuatu. A series of aftershocks followed, the most powerful of which measured magnitude 5.9. The area has been rattled by several powerful earthquakes and aftershocks since one measuring 7.3 hit near Vanuatu on December 26.
On Saturday, Indonesia's Aceh province was rocked by 3 consecutive quakes. The first and largest measured 5.9 on the Richter scale and struck just southwest of Sinabung, with the next 2 of magnitude 5.2 and 5.0 jolting the same region minutes later. Thankfully, there have been no reports of damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were put in effect. With deep gratefulness for the safety of all those in the quake-stricken regions, we pray that the world may soon be free of such potential disasters as humanity's benevolent ways help stabilize the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Kuwaiti Prime Minister makes historic visit to Iraq. As the first such high-level state visit since 1991, His Highness the Prime Minister Sheikh Nasser al-Mohammed al-Sabah of Kuwait was welcomed for meetings last week by Iraqi officials, including Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. As part of their discussions, the leaders of the two neighboring countries agreed to continue promoting diplomacy through the formation of a bilateral committee headed by their respective foreign ministers. Your Highness and Your Excellency, we're gladdened to know of your meaningful talks and cooperative accord. May the amicable relations between your nations flourish for the evermore peace and abundance of all Iraqi and Kuwaiti people.
Moldovan Premier retains post. On Friday, January 14th, the Eastern European country's parliament confirmed the formation of a new cabinet, with incumbent Premier Vlad Filat continuing as the country's prime minister. During his inaugural ceremony, His Excellency referred to the work ahead, stating optimistically, "We are simply obliged to succeed this time." Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister Filat, on your renewed role. May your extended term and the new government achieve uplifting progress that brings bountiful benefits to the Moldovan people.
Alcohol ban in Thailand's national parks. Natural Resource and Environment Minister Suwi Kunkiti announced that alcohol is being prohibited throughout most of the country's 110 national parks to promote a more serene environment for both campers and wildlife. The regulation includes the banning of alcohol sales as well as prohibiting visitors from bringing in drinks. Minister Suwit stated, "From now on, all national parks will be free from alcohol forever. We want the parks to be natural retreats." A big bravo, Your Excellency, and Thailand for this health and nature protecting measure. May visitors and wildlife alike enjoy the safety and pristine quietude of the nature areas of your kingdom.
Benefits of alcohol bans. Stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the UK's Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Rowdy the Terrier finds fellow canine stuck in storm drain. After 15-year-old Casper, a miniature schnauzer from California, USA, went missing, his human companion, Wayne Hernandez, put up posters, but after several days thought he sadly might be gone. However, when Mr. Hernandez's neighbor, Patty Monk, was walking with her canine companion, Rowdy, nearly a week later, Rowdy suddenly stopped near a storm drain and would not stop barking. Once Casper was discovered as being the cause of his alert, Sacramento Fire Department personnel found that he had likely fallen and become stuck in an 8-inch storm drain pipe underground. They created an innovative plan to get him out by using a fire hose filled with water and a soft teddy bear on the end, gently pushing him through the pipe until he was safely reunited with Mr. Hernandez. We salute Rowdy the observant and loving canine for this life-saving discovery, as well as the Sacramento Fire Department for their kind rescue of Casper. May he enjoy many more days of joyful companionship with his beloved human family.
Save our planet. Canadian researchers predict eliminating CO2 today won't halt climate change. Using computer modeling, researchers at the University of Calgary and the University of Victoria in Canada evaluated the effects on the environment. If carbon dioxide or CO2 emissions were reduced to zero by 2010 and by 2100, and predicted the result going out to the year 3000. To the researchers' surprise, the modeling indicated that climate change will continue warming the atmosphere for a long time even without any further emissions. As a result, disasters are inevitable, including a 30% drying out of parts of North Africa.
In addition, the heat spread could raise deep ocean temperatures by as much as 5 degrees, causing the eventual collapse of the massive Western Antarctic ice sheet and a consequent several-meter sea level rise. University of Calgary Geography Professor Sean Marshall stated, "Even if we change behavior and totally change society, we're still in store for a lot of bad scenarios." However, he pointed out that despite the long-term effect of present-day CO2 emissions, it is still necessary to mitigate them, and that by doing so, some of the damaging effects, such as Arctic sea ice loss, could be slowed or even reversed.
The study reinforces other research, such as that done by Dr. David Archer at the University of Chicago, USA, which finds that because CO2 has such a long atmospheric lifetime, those reductions alone will not succeed in reversing climate change. As a result, a small but growing number of climate experts and organizations, such as the Climate Institute and the Arctic Council, are calling for policies to focus on reducing methane, ground-level ozone, and black carbon, all of which dissipate from the atmosphere much more quickly.
Professor Marshall, Dr. Archer, and colleagues, we appreciate your work in further revealing the complexities of climate change and the threats we face even with a complete elimination of CO2 today. We look forward to humanity's adoption of fast-acting solutions to save lives and our Earth.
During a March 2009 video conference in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained another factor besides carbon dioxide and global warming that could help to cool the planet.
Climate scientists are telling us more and more that if we reduce the livestock industry, we reduce methane. And that is the most immediate way to cool the planet, because CO2 from fossil fuel may take tens of thousands of years to leave the atmosphere and cool the planet, according to the research. But methane is hotter than CO2 and dissipate average over 10 years or 20 years. The latest report from IPCC scientist Dr. Kirk Smith in USA said that methane could be 60 to 100 times hotter than CO2, average over 20 years. So if methane is reduced, the warming will be reduced immediately. So the way we reduce the methane is by reducing animal agriculture. We have to change to a vegetarian diet, animal-free diet.
Save Our Planet. In a study seeking global food security solutions, Dr. Danielle Nirenberg and other U.S.-based World Watch Institute scientists recommend measures that include organic farming, improved storage, better management of rain-fed fields, and growing more food in cities.
Save Our Planet. Built at the University of New South Wales in Australia, the solar vehicle SunSwift 4 reaches 88 kilometers per hour, setting a new Guinness World Record for a car powered only by solar cells.
Beaver, here with my lovely wife, Zoo.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We're eating the vegan way, foods without any animal products.
Here's a health tip of the day for treating a sore throat.
You can combine one teaspoon of salt with one medium glass of warm water to make a gargle.
Use the entire mixture and repeat several times a day.
Be well.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In world news, mobile phones are helping to improve life in the Pacific Islands. Digicel Pacific, an Irish company, has assisted in providing cellular telephones to Vanuatu, Samoa, Papua New Guinea, Tonga, Fiji, and Nauru. The venture, which began in 2006, has been supported by $120 million in loans from the International Finance Corporation of the World Bank Group. Benefits from the project include farmers being able to call ahead to check prices in the local markets, villagers doing banking on the phone, and text alert warnings for emergency conditions. Our sincere thankfulness, Digicel Pacific, for this laudable endeavor. May enhanced communication bring greater well-being to the kind-hearted people of all the Pacific Islands.
In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates campaign makes progress towards building a modern educational facility for youth with special needs. Donate a Brick was inaugurated by the Special Care Center in 2008 to raise $13.6 million to construct a new campus in Abu Dhabi to provide more services. Students of Zayed University have been active in fundraising activities for the upcoming school. Dr. Salomon El-Jessam, Vice President of the university, stated that taking part in humanitarian activities and community service have always been considered to be very important to the students' development. Kudos, students of Zayed University, for your valuable contribution. Our appreciation also, Vice President Dr. Salomon El-Jessam, for your positive remarks. May the Special Care Center soon be completed, bringing many benefits and much happiness to beautiful children of Allah. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Reporters Without Borders, a global nonprofit working to ensure all citizens receive vital information. We'll just go for a hug, be right back. Please stay tuned for more conscientious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, befitting news for a regal world. Now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Reporters Without Borders, which supports environmental journalists in being able to convey essential facts to the public.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Reporters Without Borders is a global nonprofit dedicated to ensuring that freedom of the press is respected in all countries. The group's researchers clearly ascertain the situation concerning any area of the world in which journalists are being hampered in their very important work. Letters to the appropriate authorities and press releases to the media bring attention to the challenging circumstances so that they can be rectified.
In addition, financial support is given to approximately 100 journalists or media outlets a year, as well as the families of detained reporters. Emphasis is also placed on enhancing the safety of journalists, especially those that are stationed in non-peaceful areas.
Reporters Without Borders is one of the groups that signed a petition declaring that if the world is to deal with global warming, the media must be free to give the public vital information on environmental issues. Our heartfelt gratitude, Reporters Without Borders. God bless your commitment to helping world citizens receive urgent facts. We pray that through the dissemination of essential knowledge, all individuals can make life-saving choices for themselves, cherished co-inhabitants, and precious planet. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Reporters Without Borders with the Shining World Hero Award and $150,000 to support the noble cause.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Italian in Diplomacy Sales.
Il cliente, come fa ad avere tanto successo nella vendita porta a porta? Il venditore, dalle prime cinque parole che pronuncio quando una donna apre la porta. Signorina, sua madre è in casa?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai,
I cherish your initiatives and eloquence. As a veterinary doctor, I am of the opinion that our animal co-inhabitants deserve the right to exist and live with all comforts, just as we do. I urge that this ought to be all our collective responsibility to deal and interact with the animals fairly, so that he who is in heaven will show mercy on earth. Dr. Ibrahim Ahmad from Guzwa, Nigeria.
Esteemed Dr. Ahmed, it is very good to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Respected Dr. Ibrahim Ahmad, thank you for your message supporting the inherent right of all our animal friends to lives of happiness and dignity. Heaven will indeed smile on us if we show kindness to our fellow beings. God bless you for your loving heart and all the pure-minded people of beautiful Nigeria. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be uplifted by celestial melodies, wishing you a jubilant week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Nepal concludes, the Nepalese government and the Maoist party form a committee to continue diplomatic advancements, saying that they are confident they will be able to form a new government with 3 months.
Formosan or Taiwanese passengers become the first visa-free travelers to enter European Union countries as part of the organization's visa waiver measure for Formosan passport holders.
After visiting leaders in Afghanistan and Pakistan, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden meets with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in Iraq, where he commends the nation's progress in forming a government and discusses plans to continue withdrawing troops.
U.S. cardiologist Dr. Donald Lloyd Jones notes that quitting smoking has nearly immediate benefits, with blood pressure dropping within 20 minutes of the last puff and a lowered risk for heart attack within 24 hours.
Guyana joins 6 other Latin American countries, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Ecuador, and Uruguay, in recognizing Palestine as an independent state, pledging solidarity with the Palestinian people's aspirations of creating a free homeland with peace and prosperity.
Algerian Minister of Foreign Affairs Mourad Medelsi and visiting Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Lawrence Cannon discuss ways to further cooperation and sign a protocol of understanding to set up political consultations between their countries.
In the wake of a shooting tragedy in Arizona, USA, First Lady Michelle Obama issues a letter encouraging parents to help their children learn values of acceptance, assuming the best about others, and extending support to one another during difficult times.
Northern Afghanistan's Dashti Archi District Governor Sheikh Sadruddin reports that 5 Taliban members have voluntarily relinquished their arms as the second such group to do so in the past 2 days.
Speaking at an event honoring the women of Jordan's 16th parliament, Her Royal Highness Princess Basma of Jordan called on women government leaders to unite in advancing women's rights and the country's challenges.
U.S. grocer Whole Foods Market, Inc. is expanding its Health Starts Here campaign to all stores across the United States, promoting healthy living by highlighting consumption of nutritious foods such as vegetables, beans, peas, fruits, whole grains, nuts, and seeds.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.